This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin Public Radio was planning to air profiles this week on four candidates in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. Then, suddenly, three of them dropped out, throwing their support behind Democrat Mandela Barnes in the process. Bridget Bowden has the story on how the race changed overnight.
University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Professor Emeritus Mordecai Lee has been keeping up with elections in Wisconsin since he was a student in the 1960s.
So I've got sort of a good half century worth of memories of how things have been going.
And Lee was surprised when three Democratic candidates who had been running for U.S. Senate for more than a year all dropped out of the race last week.
This has been an astonishing development.
Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson was the first to announce his exit from the race last week. On Monday morning, he said he was dropping out for financial reasons.
We ran out of money, so it was a question of, do we limp across the finish line and not win, or do we face facts?
Nelson believes that he started a domino effect with the other candidates, especially Milwaukee Bucks executive Alex Lazary, who dropped out just 2 days later. Money wasn't an issue for Lazary, the son of a billionaire who had poured more than $12 million of his own wealth into his campaign. Lazary said internal polling was showing that he was just not going to beat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
This wasn't something where I thought we lost, right? I think Mandela won. And we'll see on August 10th, the final results. But like, I think what prevented us from ever getting, over the hump was the broad coalition of support that the lieutenant governor has.
State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski was the only woman on the ballot. The day Lazary dropped out, she said she had no plans to end her own campaign. But by the end of the week, she had decided to call it quits.
I mean, for me, it was something that I reflected on within literally the last 24 hours. And I know that we're better when we all come together, and that's why, for me, it was pretty immediate.
All three of the candidates endorsed Barnes. And although there are a few other candidates still running, Barnes is all but certain to be the one to face Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in November's general election. UW-Milwaukee's Lee says it's not hard for the three to appear united in their support for Barnes, because for the most part, they had kept the campaign positive. Nelson had taken some shots at the other candidates, but the race wasn't defined by attack ads.
The fact that they decided not to do it was almost unnatural in terms of just the reality of politics. But the fact that they decided they didn't want to go negative is an indication of maybe sort of things are shifting, at least within the culture of the Democratic Party.
It's a stark contrast to the Republican primary for governor, Lee says, where former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish has attacked businessman Tim Michaels, and Michaels has responded in kind.
I'm just astonished by how vicious they are and how powerfully advocative they are and just dredging up just about anything they can think of.
Lee says candidates in Wisconsin usually stay in the race through Election Day, even if they know they're going to lose. Losing hasn't always been a bad thing, he says. Famed Wisconsin Democrat William Proxmire lost three elections for governor in the 1950s. He even talked about losing in stump speeches. Eventually, he became Wisconsin's longest-serving U.S. senator. But Lee says that was a different time. Beyond just helping Barnes, these candidates likely thought ending their campaigns could end up helping them.
To avoid being tagged with the moniker of a loser, so-and-so is a loser, I think they sort of decided to drop out early, not spend any more money, and sort of stay alive to fight another day.
Lee says that could keep their options open if they run another political campaign in the future, whatever it might be. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.